This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golz. As we continue our project of reading through the Bible by the end of this year, we come today to the book of Amos. Listen to what Amos, the prophet, says in chapter 6, verse 1. "Woe to you who are complacent in Zion, and to you who feel secure on Mount Samaria." Complacent, secure. What a picture of the present Western world. In verse 4, he describes their complacency as follows. "You lie in beds inlaid with ivory and lounge on your couches. You dine on choice lambs and fatted calves. You strum away on your harps like David and improvise on musical instruments." We all know that the devil tempts every man. Not as many know that the idle man tempts the devil. Someone has said an idle life is the devil's workshop. Amos, who saw the evil consequences of this in Israel, cried out, "Woe to them that are at ease in Zion!" Israel's religious leaders and the rich had squeezed enough out of the poor to live in luxury. They were careless, callous, and cruel in their brotherly relationships. In their religious life, they were diligent but not devoted, formal but faithless, sensual but not spiritual, and God hated it. They lived for themselves, having put far away the thought of an evil day of judgment. Denouncing their way of life, Amos challenges them to prepare to meet their God by seeking Him and His way with all their hearts. That message is as relevant today as it was then. God still hates superficial, shallow religious activity. He still looks for genuine repentance and humble trust in Him. Well, I'd like to hear from you, and you can do that through my website, gettingthemessage.org.